I will really miss Paul Ryan as a friend. I will really miss his leadership. And also, I'll miss the fact that he was the ultimate selfless servant. He didn't want the job as Speaker. He didn't seek it out, but several of us convinced him that it would be the right thing to do for the country, and so he stepped up, and he did an amazing job. And, you know, I'm fully confident that he'll run through the tape between now and when he retires in January. But that said, I will certainly miss him.
I'm guessing the gamesmanship has already started on who's going to succeed him as a Speaker.
I'm assuming that it has, knowing my colleagues. I haven't seen it firsthand because I went straight from the meeting this morning when Paul announced he was retiring to the almost 5-hour hearing with Mark Zuckerberg, and then I've had a bunch of meetings in my office, so I don't know what's going on with respect to the folks jockeying for the job, but I'm sure it's happening.
With a victory in November and you're reelected, is that something you're interested in?
Here's what I'm focused on right now, Bill, and that is that two important things that need to be done before anybody can worry about the Speaker's job. Number one is I need to get reelected, and number two is we need to make sure we keep the Republican majority in the House, because I will have a part to play in the third option unless we do those two first. So that's where I'm going to spend all my time and effort, and I'm not going to even think about the speakership until we get those other two things done.
So talk to you again in November.
That'd be fine.